Pain is a common problem in childhood and can take many forms. Everyday pains, acute pain such as procedural or surgical pain, and chronic or recurrent pains that are associated with disease or are considered illnesses in their own right. Pain is more common and disabling in adult women, and this sex difference appears to emerge around the time of puberty, which suggests a strong role of sex hormones. However, we suspect that there are many other factors that are implicated in the emergence of sex differences in the pain experience. And in this poster, we present a conceptual model that attempts to describe some of the many biopsychosocial factors that are present across development that might influence the sex differences that are observed in adult pain. This includes factors such as exposure to adverse childhood experiences, which is a common precursor to pain. And girls and gender diverse youth are reported to experience more complex trauma. Another example is the nature of the pain-provoking illness or injury, as some illnesses, such as endometriosis, occur only in one sex or disproportionately affect one sex. We have attempted to cover the developmental spectrum from conception through to young adulthood, as there are some influences that start as early as conception, such as exposure to prenatal stress, that have been demonstrated to have a sex-differentiated impact on pain and stress regulation in later developmental periods. Social factors, such as socialization to gender roles, are present throughout life, but may look different over the course of development as the sphere of influence expands from parents to peers and media. In our model, we use shading of the bars to represent how some factors may be present or exert their influence during particular developmental periods. For example, identity development occurs throughout childhood, but becomes particularly salient during adolescence. Finally, we have situated the model within an intersectional framework, representing how the influence of sex and gender on pain should not be considered in isolation, but rather in intersection with other social positions and identities that reflect levels of marginalization and privilege that can impact the experience of pain, may serve as risk factors for the development of pain, or affect the ability to seek and receive appropriate pain care. We hope this model will guide future research endeavors to better understand the role of sex and gender in pediatric pain and develop more equitable care pathways. Thanks for your attention.